You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And it's going to be a fun hump day out here. It is official. The Ministry of Disinformation, Ministry of Truth, whatever you want to call it with the DHS, it's on pause for the moment. You know what's on pause? And look, anyone who's ever dated a redhead knows exactly how permanent on pause can be. All right? So then we have that. We have COVID stuff. There's border stuff. We have Disney stuff. We have a corruption expert, corruption in government named Marissa Hansen. She's joining us about an hour and a half from now. We're going to have fun. We're going to make fun of Joe Biden. All that and much, much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I might even end up taking phone calls. No promises on that. No promises on that. Look, I have a lot to say. But I promised you something last night. And, well, Kathy Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, served up what I promised you on a silver platter. And yes, I'll address some of the primary stuff that happened last night and what you can take from that. But set all that stuff aside. What did I say at the end of the show last night and throughout the show? I made quite a claim. I said, I do believe we have not a left wing. We'll have that too, I believe. But we are going to have a right wing dictator at some point in time in the United States of America. Now, people roll their eyes at that. That's crazy or whatnot. I would argue to you, historically, you're very naive if you don't think that's the direction societies go. All of them. And it's definitely the direction, quote, free societies go. We always somehow end up with a king again, right? And I argued this. I argued the right-wing dictator that is coming, he will be welcomed by the people. They will cheer him on. And he will be absolutely terrible. Almost undoubtedly violent. He will jail his political opponents, probably kill many of them. And this sounds like crazy talk. Hang with me. Hang with me here. But why am I saying this? Where am I coming from on this? Well, there's something corrupt systems never seem to be able to digest and unpack at this time. At the time, when you're in a corrupt government, a corrupt system, corrupt FBI, corrupt CDC, corrupt Hollywood, corrupt everything. When you're in the midst of that corruption, you don't seem to be able to take a step back and realize it probably ends ugly. Corrupt systems have never historically been able to do that. Have you seen the video right now of Sri Lanka? I believe that's how you say it, Chris. I don't know. I went to community college. Is it Sri Lanka or something? It's Sri Lanka. I nailed it right off the bat. I knew I would. Yeah, look, that's part of being a journalist. Wait, I'm just kidding. Have you seen what's happening over there right now? Politicians are being dragged out of their homes and beaten. Why? People are starving. Government screwed up, so corrupt, so terrible. And the cops, law enforcement, they can't seem to stop the masses. Now, where am I going with all this? What does this have to do with where we're at today? I want you to listen to a couple things today. You probably missed these. I want you to listen to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and I want you to listen very closely.
And we have to continue to ask the question, how many more lives need to...
Okay, one, I'm going to let her keep going, but man, that voice, that's tough.
And we have to continue to ask the question, how many more lives need to be needlessly taken from us before we face the truth? And the truth is the most serious threat we face as a nation is from within.
From within. The most serious threat we face as a nation is where? Where's it coming from? From within. Now, let's set aside what she said there for just a moment. Let's set aside what she said there. If I was to tell you right now, as we speak, there are 50 Chinese army divisions sailing across the Pacific on a gigantic naval fleet, Chinese naval fleet, and they are coming to the United States of America to conquer, kill, and destroy. You, I just told you that. What do you want done? What should be done? Well, mobilize the forces of government, right? Let's get the Navy out there to stop them before they get here. Let's get the Marines, get the Army, get them lined up on the California beaches. Let's mobilize. Let's weaponize. Let's go kill some Chinese communists. Well, why are you saying that? Because your nation is under threat. I'm going to play the rest of this, and I have more cuts from this. But I want you to understand how dangerous this is, because this goes way beyond New York. This is a national thing now, where you're constantly hearing this term, threat to democracy. Democracy's under threat. There's a threat to democracy. What you're hearing is a justification to use the force of government against you, against their political opponents. I'll let her continue.
It's not from the Russians. Not from people elsewhere. It's white supremacism. It's white nationalism. And it's time we confronted it.
Hold on one second there. Just pause again real quick. It's white supremacism and white nationalism. Now, you know what white supremacy is. It's not difficult to tell. Some idiot in a Klan hat that hates black people. They hated Jews too, right, Chris? Of course they would hate you people. They hate the Catholics. They hate everything. Everyone knows what a white supremacist is. Virtually no support in this country whatsoever. If you found out your neighbor was a white supremacist, you'd never talk to him again. But immediately, did you hear what she did? It's important. She conflates that with white nationalism. Now, in their minds, what is white nationalism? I will tell you. If you believe we should close the southern border so we should stop being overrun by poor people and drug traffickers from Central America, they believe you are a white nationalist. Keep paying attention to what they're doing.
Head on. But the hate has not just affected our society and how people think. It's literally been weaponized. Because you can't act on the evil thoughts that have possessed your mind and the hatred that fills your heart if you don't have access to a weapon. That's the intersection of two crises right now that are unfolding in our country. The mainstreaming of hate speech, of racism, nationalism, white supremacy, and the easy access to military-style weapons and magazines. We need to directly address the deadly threat that it is. And we are.
The biggest threat from within? White supremacy? White nationalism? Oh, and did I mention gun owners? Amazing, amazing how we went right from white supremacy, some nutball in a Klan hood, to talking about illegal immigration and guns. Let me ask you something, and I want you to be honest with yourself about this. Your views, whatever your color, I don't care, it doesn't matter. Remember, they don't care either. They only care about communism. Your views on illegal immigration. Do you think Kathy Hochul would consider your views on illegal immigration to be white nationalist views? I mean, I don't even have to ask. I'm the biggest border hawk in the world. I not only want the border completely sealed off, I believe we should be rounding up illegal immigrants by the millions and deporting them back to their own countries. So I know I would be the dangerous white nationalist. Okay, all right. So you might not be exactly where I am with illegal immigration, but I bet you're not that far off, are you? Now let's talk about guns. Maybe you own them, maybe you don't. Maybe you're extremely limited depending on exactly where you live. But do you believe the American citizen should own guns? Do you own guns? Okay, so you want to stop to illegal immigration and you own weapons. Maybe even things they would consider weapons of war. Ooh, scary. Okay, what's she doing about this? Just hang on to that.
Today I'm signing an executive order to establish a unit within the Office of Counterterrorism at the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, focusing exclusively on domestic terrorism, first time ever. They'll develop the best practices for law enforcement, for mental health professionals, for school officials to address the rise in homegrown extremism. And we'll make sure that they're trained to know how it occurs, where it occurs, and how to stop it.
They're trained to know how and where it occurs. These people, there. Look, I want you to know this new department under the Department of Homeland Security focusing on domestic terrorism, they are only going to focus on, well, how people get this information. And I think this is actually a very good time to drift on over and find out where these people think this dangerous misinformation comes from. Just walk with me through this. We're going to talk about this. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I can feel the greatness in the air. And you know what that is, Chris? It's me. That's the greatness I feel. It's going to be an amazing show.
I can taste it.
Back to what we're talking about. In case you missed it, I've been talking about, well, I'm setting it up. I'm doing a long setup, so stay with me. I mentioned at the end of last night's show that I believe we will have a violent right-wing dictator in this country at some point in time. And I know everyone thinks I'm crazy when I say that, but I'm doing a long explainer on it. And in case you missed it, I opened up the show, played a couple audio bits of New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying things like, our greatest threat is from within. And then she somehow merged white supremacy with white nationalism and then brought guns into it. And then she announced she's launching this new defense unit. Here she is.
Today I'm signing an executive order to establish a unit within the Office of Counterterrorism at the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, focusing exclusively on domestic terrorism.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Man, that sounds important. Establishing a unit under the Department of Homeland Security, counterterrorism, domestic terrorism? Gosh. Okay, so let's pause. Let's set that aside for a moment. What kind of domestic terrorists are we talking about here? Because that's really the point, right? Who are we talking about? Who's going to be targeted? Well, I'm going to play a couple things for you. Just hang with me. This is MSNBC.
We got to watch out because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. And when our two-party system is broken like that, democracy is seriously in trouble. The president acknowledged that. It's time to actually start doing things and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail.
What? Taking some names and putting people in jail. Because remember, what did we talk about? Democracy's under threat. The greatest threat from within. Okay, hang on to that. Let's go to scumbag New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm kidding, Chris. I'm not playing that one. All right, here's New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
The tragedy in Buffalo, New York, where an 18-year-old white supremacist pumped full of racist and nationalist conspiracies targeted black residents doing nothing more than shopping for their groceries, shooting 13 and killing 10 in what cannot call anything but an act of domestic terrorism. So cue the expected and pitiful expressions of thoughts and prayers from those held so powerfully in the grip of the gun lobby. And as it pertains to Buffalo, cue the hurried backpedaling from the right-wing talking heads and politicians who have so freely and openly peddled the garbage replacement conspiracy. I can't bring myself to call it a theory, and who can't possibly believe that the words that poisoned our airwaves and rotted our civil dialogue with could actually come home to roost.
Wow. So there was a shooting. Of course, he doesn't want your stupid prayers, idiot. There's no time for your prayers. But it was, of course, the gun lobby and talking heads and politicians. It's wild how there was a shooting and it's already the Republicans. All right, one last thing. Where are people getting these dangerous ideas? Remember, we just had somebody calling for them to be jailed. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
And in the case of Buffalo, I want to be very clear about what happened. It was a case of an 18-year-old male who was radicalized and I'm not going to sugarcoat this because there's no way to do that, who is radicalized by white supremacists and white nationalist beliefs. And he was so taken by these toxic messages, these racist philosophies that are so easily accessible on social media platforms, or the genesis of which are really being talked about on cable news networks.
Uh-oh. So, where are we going with this? Why is this going to result in a violent right-wing dictator? I'm glad you asked. These people are dead serious. I want you to understand. Communists, it's really important for people to get that communism and communists have always been unpopular. There's not even a brief moment in the history of communism where the majority of a population declared communism to be just the bee's knees. Even in the beginning, before it was ever tried, you know what percentage of Russia supported the Bolsheviks, supported the communist revolution? 25, one quarter. So how in the world could they go from only having one quarter of the population to ruling country after country after country with an iron fist? Well, they understand how to use the forces of government against their political enemies, and they will. We are watching a national, intentional effort to turn you and the things you believe into domestic terrorism, where your Facebook posts, your thoughts, your emails, your text messages can end up with you in jail. I mean, where did these crazy people get this idea about white replacement theory anyway? What nutballs are spreading this?
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044, everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by
Okay, it goes on and on. They've been the ones pushing it. But let's set all that aside. Okay, they decided you're a domestic terrorist. They're coming up with new divisions of the Department of Homeland Security, and they're trying to weaponize the forces of government against you. How in the world is this going to lead to a right-wing dictator? I'll tell you in a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sure Phil Collins is going to get us all kinds of love like it always does, Chris. Nothing brings the show more hate mail than when we play Phil Collins. If you want to email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, you can email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're still going to talk about Elon Musk and the primaries last night. We have an investigative journalist who's going to tell us about the corruption of local politics. She's coming up an hour from now. Her name's Marissa Hansen. It's going to be a blast of a show, but just... why do we have a right-wing dictator coming? Again, I haven't played this one for you yet. Kathy Hochul, she's coming for who?
Because there's a feeding frenzy going on in social media that hate just breeds more hate. And individuals are using these platforms, and the suspect wanted people to see this. He created an opportunity for people to see this and share what he was doing. So they create platforms so they can share their demented ideas with each other in the hopes that this continues to spread, the virus spreads. And that is a direct threat to New Yorkers. Call it what is, but then have a plan to deal with it. So we're going to ensure that we have the best in the nation cybersecurity teams to monitor the places where radicalization occurs. We're watching you now. We know what you're up to, and we'll be coming after you.
Okay. I'll ask again before I get to my dictator talk. Are you on social media? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you do. I know there's a bunch of other ones. I'm too old to deal with the other ones, but are you on any of these places? How do those messages look that you share with your political buddies? Do you think Kathy Hochul would consider you a potential domestic terrorist? So where am I going with all this? Why is this going to lead to a right-wing dictator? Well, it's not exactly my theory, but I guess we'll call it the theory of Jesse now, Chris, because I'm going to steal it. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I mean, I played for you just a second ago. I played for you this long montage of Democrats pushing white replacement theory or great replacement theory, whatever they're calling it. By the way, credit to Grabian for that. I want to make sure I give them credit for that. Tom Elliott at Grabian puts together these great montages. But why is this going to lead to a right-wing dictator? Because there is going to be a gigantic pushback against this kind of violent, vile insanity in this country right now. And I'm telling you, remember I said this. Every single time there's something new and horrible these people do, you're actually creating two horrible things, not just the thing you're doing. You're creating a new horrible thing on the back end that will be a course correction that will hurt. Every new depravity, every new degradation of our society, it is creating, it is building. Maybe he's already born, maybe he's not, but you are already in the midst of building a right-wing tyrant who the people won't reject, they will cry out for. Why? Because Constitution aside and freedom and limited government and all the things you love and all the things I love, all that stuff aside, there's only so much of this people will accept before they're willing to turn to a monster to stop this.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
We can laugh, we can snicker about that, and that's fine. I got a big smile on my face, but understand, there's going to be a reaction to that one day at the highest levels. There's going to be a reaction to things like this that's going to be terrible. What I'm about to play for you is a young boy. He's being filmed by his mother. He's in a dress. And I want you to listen. I'm just going to play a little of it. I want you to listen and understand why you hear this and you cringe and you recoil in horror and your heart breaks for this young man and the life that he's going to live by having a mother who's a wing nut. Cringe for what the boy's going through, yes, but cringe for the back end when Mr. Right-Wing Tyrant comes, because he's going to want to set things like this right and it's going to be ugly.
Okay, hold on. You love it. And you want it, and you picked it.
She's talking to him about the dress she has him in.
But you don't want it for school. Can you tell me why?
Because last time I wore a dress to school, everybody called me a girl.
Do you think bright, pretty colors and dresses and sequins and jewels and golds, all the things that you always want to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's your innermost you?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, how are you going to be your innermost you when we live in a place that people think clothing belongs to particular gender?
I'm going to stop it there. That's another 30 seconds. I don't want to play it for you because it's too disgusting. It's too terrible. There's going to be a right-wing dictator, and parents across the country, normal people across the country, will end up crying out for him because of things like that. People do not want to live in a society where that is acceptable, where that is encouraged, where that is pushed. And I'm telling you right now, they will set aside all notions of decency once you push long enough in order to make these things go away. They will. I was talking about New York. New York City just entered the high COVID-19 alert level. They're already issuing guidance to people to cover their nose and mouth. Don't go out. Don't gather. How many times are they going to lock down a population and abuse them before people cry out for somebody terrible? I'm going to let this go because we have to make fun of the disinformation board crumbling and many other things. We have to talk about primaries. But remember this. Every new thing they're doing, they don't realize it. They don't know. Every new horrendous thing they're doing is they push and push and push and push and push in this culture war. Every new thing they're doing is going to create a reaction. It creates a reaction on the back end when the swing comes back, and the swing gets more ugly every single time they push. All right. Dear Shogun Oracle, I live close enough to Pennsylvania to see the political ads there, and I see the hits on Oz. He goes on to say, I wholeheartedly agree with Oz on one thing. He said obesity epidemic was a top national security threat. I'd also like to say that men on the journey to losing weight can be helped with higher testosterone with products like chalk.com, promo code Jesse. On that one single issue, would you say Dr. Oz was right on the money? There's no question we have an obesity epidemic in the country. There's no question we do. And the problem, there's a lot of things that go into that. A lot of that comes from technology. We're just not as mobile as we used to be. And a lot of it comes from the fact we push these things now. Look, the entertainment industry pushing stick-thin models was never healthy. It's not healthy. As a woman, you don't want to be a daggone toothpick. But swinging it back the other way, speaking of a reaction, now pushing manatees in bathing suits, that's not good either. It's creating an unhealthy society. And to what he was saying, fellas, your testosterone level does matter. Some of these things are chemical. They are. The chemical balance of your body, your hormone levels, things like that in your body, they do make a big difference. When I talk to you about chalk, which again is all natural herbal supplements, when I talk to you about chalk, we're talking a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days without chemical medical filth being injected into your body. U.S. manufacturing, a company of patriots, and they're desperate to get men strong again here. You want to get back in shape? You want to feel stronger, better sleep, better focus? Go to choq.com and get the Male Vitality Stack. When you use the code Jesse, by the way, at chalk.com, you get 35% off the whole store, whatever you want. choq.com, promo code Jesse, get the Ultra Male Vitality Stack. All right, let's talk about moving, balkanizing. Hang on. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to get to the end of the disinformation board here in just a second. I do love this, though. Democrats, they've gone to this strategy. Now, they've used this strategy for a long time. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to act like this is something new. But they really ramped this whole thing up a lot. The whole call everyone you don't like a racist when Donald Trump was president. They just decided that racism. And yes, I know you're yelling right now. They did the same thing to Bush. Not the way they've done it now. They've just decided that this works. Well, here's the problem. The communist is always pushing things too far because it's his religion. He can't see clearly. He can't moderate himself. He's not able to do that. So he always takes things way too far. They've now ruined the term racism. It's meaningless now. However, they've run on only that for so long because all their policies are destructive and all their policies are unpopular, extremely unpopular. Look, abortion is a great example because that's normally thought of as some kind of wedge issue. Don't talk about it. Yeah, that would normally be the case. Republicans across the country probably shouldn't campaign on my position on pro-life because I'm so extreme about it. But when you're this person, This is not popular.
You're not going to answer this question, but how about this one? How does one qualify as fully human? What makes a human being?
What makes a person a human being is them being born, number one. That's why we have birthdays.
Being born? That's why we have birthdays? That's insane. Okay, so they're out of ideas. They're unpopular. All their ideas are unpopular. All their policy positions. It's more than just inflation and gas prices. So what is the actual plan? What's the Democrat plan? Well, here's MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch.
You started off this premise of how does Tucker Carlson get 3 million viewers every night? A recent morning consult poll said that 23% of Republican males are okay with white nationalist, white supremacist views. That's 1 in 4 Republican males and 9% of all Americans. So there's an audience out there. It's still a fringe. It's still a minority, but it's a fringe. What the Democrats need to do, and it's so obvious at this point, is brand them with it, is basically take this replacement theory and now make it the Republican racist replacement theory. Make every Republican answer, do you believe in it or not? Brand every Republican, this is the party of the replacement theory. Take what is a sliver, or I'm a real minority, but a minority, and make it the entire raison d'etre of the Republican Party. Do the same thing with violence. It's the RV party. It's the Republican violence party. Brand them, this is judo. The very, very heinous things that they stand for and are hiding behind, brand them on it. Take a branding iron, put it on them so that any mainstream Republican has to wear that badge and go,
oh no, they're going to call us racists. The problem when you can't control yourself is you've overused it so bad. The average American, when they hear the term racist now or racism, even if it's real racism, they roll their eyes. It's the average American now who's been told, hey, I care about crime. Oh, you racist. They roll their eyes now. It's been abused. And you want to talk about a party out of ideas? They're way out of ideas. And speaking of crime, have you bought your hero gun yet? Have something in your hands that can save your life. You understand the hero gun? People are alive today because of this hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. You don't need some concealed carry permit for it. Anyone can use it. Maybe you're thinking, I don't want a gun. Guns are icky. I don't like guns. You don't have to like guns. It has a laser sight on it, point and squeeze, shoots these pepper balls that will nail them. And when they explode, it's this chemical pepper cloud that can save your life. And it's not some big cumbersome thing. You don't have to look like John Rambo. It's about the size of a cell phone. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse. Carry something with you that can save your life and the life of your loved one. Buy your wife one. Buy your husband one, your daughter, your mom. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse because that gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions apply. Go get one today. All right. Now, what we were talking about, remember when we talked about the Board of Misinformation and this psychopath Nina Jankowicz? The headline here is Biden puts disinfo Mary Poppins on ice and scraps the Orwellian DHS board. The DHS was actually going to come up with a Department of Misinformation. And remember, we were told time and time again what this thing was, and it never became clear when they tried to explain it.
The Disinformation Governance Board, you unveiled that this week. Republicans are calling it Orwellian. Can you clarify what exactly is this? What exactly will this Disinformation Governance Board do? Will it monitor American citizens?
Dan, I'm very pleased to do so. It's clear. I mean, those criticisms are precisely the opposite of what this small working group within the Department of Homeland Security will do. And I think we probably could have done a better job of communicating what it does and does not do.
I love this part. This is my favorite part. Remember, we're getting to the good stuff. What doesn't it do? We could have done a better job of communicating it. So allow me to explain. Yes, please, Mayorkas, explain. What's this board going to do?
So the fact is that disinformation that creates a threat to the security of the homeland is our responsibility to address. And this department has been addressing it for years, throughout the years of the prior administration and an ongoing basis.
I thought he was going to explain what it's going to do. We're 30 seconds later. There's still no explanation. But don't worry. It's about to come. Hang on.
Disinformation from Russia,
right.
China,
we know
Iran.
The problems, but it's still not clear to me how this governance board will act. What will it do?
So what it does is it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties, the right of privacy. And the board, this working group, internal working group, will draw from best practices and communicate those best practices to the operators.
What operators? What best practices? What are you, best practices? Well, and then he was asked specifically about this psychopath, Nina Jankowicz, who was taking it over. Remember, he said she's neutral.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation.
And neutral?
Absolutely so.
Yeah, here's the thing about that. Not neutral, and that's not the shocking thing. It's not shocking she's not neutral. Of course, they're going to pick some card-carrying communist to head up the disinformation board. What's so shocking is how stupid the communist is. You didn't spend 5 minutes on social media combing through the things this woman said that make her sound like an unhinged communist lunatic? It's not as if you had to hire a private detective to go through a trash can to find hateful, awful things this woman has said. This woman's been very publicly a communist activist for a long time, and you're somehow caught off guard? The reason I bring this up is not because of the misinformation board or anything like that. I'm actually not bringing it up because of that. I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand these same people, the ones who couldn't be bothered to do a search on Twitter to find out this woman was a nutter, these exact same people, these idiots, they're the ones in charge of fixing gas prices. They're the ones in charge of trying to solve the inflation crisis. They're the ones sending Green Berets over to Somalia. They're the ones sending State Department slush funds over to Ukraine, which won't actually help any Ukrainian refugee. It'll end up going to some CIA guy's pockets. You can feel bad about that, but maybe we all should put a smile on our face about something. Our enemies are really stupid. We are led by the dumbest people on the planet. Yeah, the destruction is intentional, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a second, but we are led by the dumbest people on the planet, and evil people. What am I talking about? I'll tell you in a second.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.